Even though I don't have the British accent, you could notice that we don't shorten our English words like the Americans do. For example, I want to do something. American can say, I want to do something. I want to. Like, you have to let it show that you are. So that's the difference. We are here to learn Portuguese. It's not easy. It's not easy.
And being here in Brazil, it's something very serious. Because you guys have only one
Portuguese
language. Portuguese. Except Portuguese. People don't speak any language. Is it Portuguese or somehow Spanish? But Portuguese dominates all over. But when you come to Ghana, we have like 60 languages. Local languages and one international language. The international is English. The local, when you're amongst yourselves, the house, we speak ourselves. But when we go as informally, we speak English to each other. So living here as mates, it's not that easy. Because whenever you want to speak to a person, you have to speak in Portuguese, not in any other language. When you speak English, the person won't even understand anything.
It's like the and knowledge of shocking. English over here is very low.
It's very
knowledge
shocking.
Of English in Brazil in general is very low. Not many people can speak English over here. Very less. If you go out, you just find about in a store, you'll find about 2% of the whole store speaking English, and the English is bad. So it's very difficult for us, and it's very shocking. You don't understand why. Like for me, for example, if you come to my country, we are surrounded by French-speaking countries. So if you come to my country, there is a large number of people that you hear speaking French, because it's like, because we are surrounded by French-speaking countries, we try to adapt that. But not all of us. We are taught French in school. That it's the method they used to teach us is very difficult, so most of us couldn't learn it. But we know a little bit in French. But compared to Brazil over here, which is in South America, let's just say it's an American country. Let's just say South America, but still an American, Latin-originated country. I think at least English should be more intense over here. It's like English is the most easiest language among the Latin spoken languages. I believe so. Because English also originated from Latin, a branch of it, I think. So I think English should be more intense over here than even my country. Even though it's not the official language over here, they should have another language. But it's not so. It's only Portuguese they speak here. And that makes it very difficult. You have to do everything in Portuguese.
Yeah. And I quite remember when we got to Portugal, and I wanted to change my money into euros so that I can buy something. I just went to one man. Please, I want to change my money. The man was like, what? Okay. The man was saying things that I didn't understand anything. He was speaking in Portuguese. I didn't understand anything. I tried speaking in English to him, but still speaking Portuguese back. Oh, I'm lost. So I was kind of shocked. What's this? Simply Portuguese, nothing else. Portuguese. This means you are very shocking. Shocking coach.
I think that's why they don't have more foreigners coming to stay here. The foreigners only come for carnival and they'll go back.
They'll go back. they can't stay here.
They can't stay here.
Portuguese is something, it's different from English. It's very different from English. When you try to translate it, you are wrong. You are being deviated. I don't know how to say it. It's very serious. Portuguese is different from English. So when you want to learn Portuguese, you have to forget your English or
English.
Else you can't.
You can. You have to.
Because there are some words in Portuguese, when you translate them into English, to us it doesn't make sense. So when we are constructing sentences in Portuguese, we construct them from English to Portuguese, because that's our language. And it's difficult, it's different. So we can't. It ain't that easy.
What's more shocking is when you go to the airport, most of the places in the airport, like maybe, let's just say organizations or institutions over here that foreigners must go to do some things, like let's say the policia civil, you want to go to federal, you want to go and do your CPF. your particulars. When you get there, it's like there's no one among the policemen that speaks English that can help you. Oh, you're a foreigner. You want to do this? No, it's never. Portuguese. So if you can't even speak Portuguese, that means you can't even go there. In my country, if they know that this place is for Portuguese people coming to do their things, they will put a person there that can speak Portuguese and English. So when you come, you can converse with the person. But here, it's so different. I don't know, like, I don't know. They don't want foreigners over here. Or I don't know how they are structuring the whole thing. So it's very difficult for foreigners over here. It's like something else. And English is not spoken here at all.
And English is very, very easy to speak. English is very, very easy. English, I don't know, is the easiest language that
we have noticed it. Because this French, they have conjugations similar to Portuguese.
So it's easy for him.
German, conjugations similar to Portuguese. Very difficult, like about 3, 4, 5, 6 conjugations. But English, these few conjugations, and they're very simple. If you know the verb to be, you are free to go. You can
to be to like be. Esther is there
now. To be is only one in English.
Yeah. English.
Like in French. You can use it in anywhere.
Like in French.
But in Portuguese,
but
you
I
can't
I don't
use
know Portuguese, we have two.
Two.
Esther is there. No.
Good.